cyclists have become a nightmare in Dublin. That's what Judge James O'Donoghue said yesterday as he reduced a €50,000 damages award by 80% down to €10,000 for a cyclist who suffered a brain injury when he and a motorbike collided. The judge said, "You never know with cyclists what they're going to do or anticipate what they're going to do." Cyclists, he said, have become a nightmare in Dublin. The comments are carried in a story by Ray Manna, published on the front page of the Irish Times today. Ciarán Cuff is co-chair of the European Green Party and is a cycling activist. He's on the line now. Good morning. Ciarán, cyclists have become a nightmare in Dublin. Your reaction to those comments by Judge O'Donoghue?
Well, I almost choked on my cornflakes when I read the story this morning, because actually cycling is much more of a nightmare. And I think that's what we should focus on. We need to focus on making walking and cycling safer on our streets. And I certainly agree with Kieran Cannon from Cycling Ireland, who was deeply disappointed with the judge's remarks. But moving on
Before you move on, the judge said that in this case, that he was entitled, as somebody who drives cars in Dublin, to take judicial notice of his own experience as a motorist. And that's his experience as a motorist. And I'd say it's the experience of a lot of motorists in Dublin. It's fair to make those comments then, isn't it, if that's your experience?
I think we all work from our experience, but I think it's hugely important that we don't bring any bias into our judgment. I'm not suggesting that the judge in this instance did, but I certainly know from my own experience, having the perspective of looking through a windscreen, but also looking over the handlebars or holding the hand of a child as you walk down the street. We need to have a spectrum of experience in order to be well informed about the challenges that are out there on our roads. And I think it is absolutely incumbent on the judiciary to ensure that they have a broad perspective on what it's like to travel around the roads and streets.
Isn't that exactly what the judge was bringing to this case? A broad perspective, not only looking at the facts. And in this case, the cyclist had no lights, no high-vis, no helmet. I mean, can you defend a culture where cyclists expect other road users then to take responsibility for their invisibility on the roads?
Well, I think we have to be careful to ensure that everyone obeys the law. And I was disappointed that there was such an emphasis on high-vis and helmets, which are not a legal requirement. I certainly don't believe that a cyclist should be required to dress up like a Christmas tree.
Well, why not? I mean, if a motorist went out at 6 o'clock in the morning in the darkness and drove without lights, would you defend the motorist?
Well, I think it's important that we all obey the law, and I think we should be encouraging walking and cycling. And my perspective is that we should be able to normalise these activities and wear normal clothing, albeit ensuring that we obey the law and have lights and a bell on our bike. But I don't think we should truss ourselves up as if we're working for US Immigration and Customs with all kinds of body armour and such like in order to go out on the streets of our cities and towns.
What about the documented behaviour, though, of cyclists? I mean, there was a study published in the Journal of Accident Analysis and Prevention. Now, it was 10 years ago, but it was done by engineers from Trinity College Dublin. They found that 60% of Dublin city centre cyclists are guilty of jumping red lights.
And I suspect the number is perhaps equivalent or even higher for those driving motor vehicles. And we know from the Road Safety Authority's own data that all road users are breaking the law when it comes to obeying traffic signals. And I think actually what we need to bring about, and I think we should put pressure on our government and the Minister for Transport, to lower speed limits, to bring in red light enforcement, to put in safe segregated cycling facilities, decent footpaths. We need a whole array of investment to make sure that our streets are safe. And I think, of course, we need respect on the roads. We need every road user to take account, not just of their own safety, but of the safety of others. And I think we need to think about a hierarchy that ensures that those who can inflict the most damage are paying more attention on the roads. For instance, if you're driving a truck, you certainly shouldn't be looking at messages on your phone as you're driving down the quays of Dublin. But look, we can allocate blame, but I think what's important, and the message from, or the learning from around Europe, is that when you put in lower speed limits, when you put in safe segregated cycling facilities, when you provide decent footpaths that are well maintained, decent pedestrian crossings, then the level of injuries and fatalities on our roads diminishes. And I think we should be very concerned in Ireland, because the numbers are going in the wrong direction. We're seeing a rise in the amount of fatalities and injuries. And I think the Minister for Transport and the junior minister should be waking up every morning and saying, what more can we do? I worry that there is a sense of complacency there.
I mean, your solution to bad behaviour here is to put in better infrastructure, better cycle lanes. But yet that's an expensive solution, where you're suggesting that wearing a high-vis is something that you think shouldn't be done. That's you disagree with that.
In the greater scheme of things, I think it costs very little, certainly when you compare transport investment that is going into other projects. But I think we should look at best practice abroad. And best practice abroad is that you introduce a citywide lower speed limit, and that is a huge bonus in terms of road safety. But then you also put in the facilities that are much needed. And actually, something that doesn't get talked about is the need for training and education. And I think the judiciary, like every profession, need training and continued professional development.
All right, but there's,
to be
there's
familiar
absolutely
with where thinking
no,
is.
No suggestion here that the judge in his remarks has done anything or said anything wrong, or that he, you know, that he displayed any bias in relation to this. He was judging
the
facts
absolutely
on the case.
Not. But I think we have to move with the times. I remember there was a report by Miles Wright in the 1960s where he said that there is every sign that Irishmen, as sturdy individualists and Democrats, will wish to use their cars fully. And that was perfectly appropriate in the 1960s. But we now live in the 2020s. We live in a time where we should assist those who wish to travel by car, by bus, by tram, on foot, by all those different modes. And I think when it comes to cycling, the number of cyclists dying or being seriously injured on our roads is going in the wrong direction. And the solution to all of this is, of course, to have respect on the roads, but to put in decent infrastructure and to have a minister who takes responsibility for the problems that are arising on our roads.
All right. Ciarán Cuff, co-chair of the European Green Party and cycling activist, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:52.